Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Monday, July 25th, Carousel Day. A carousel, also known as a merry-go-round, is a sort of amusement ride which consists of a circular platform that rotates and has seats for riders. The word carousel comes from the word carosello, which is Italian, and the word carosella means little battle. The National Carousel Association aims to keep carousels running and preserve their history in the United States. You may love riding carousels, but have you ever wondered about their history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. A carousel, American English, merry-go-round, British English, or hurdy-gurdy, Australian English, especially SA, is a type of amusement ride consisting of a rotating circular platform with seats for riders. The seats are traditionally in the form of rows of wooden horses or other animals mounted on posts, many of which are moved up and down by gears to simulate galloping, to the accompaniment of looped circus music. Carousels are commonly populated with horses, each horse weighing roughly 100 pounds, 45 kilograms. Still, they may include a variety of mounts, for example, pigs, zebras, tigers, or mythological creatures, such as dragons or unicorns. Occasionally, chair-like or bench-like seats are used, and mounts can be shaped like airplanes or cars. The names carousel and merry-go-round are also used, in varying dialects, to refer to a distinct piece of playground equipment. The modern carousel emerged from early jousting traditions in Europe and the Middle East. Knights would gallop in a circle while tossing balls from one to another, which required great skill and horsemanship. This game was introduced to Europe during the Crusades from earlier Byzantine and Arab traditions. The word carousel originated from the Italian and Spanish carousela, little battle, used by Crusaders to describe a combat preparation exercise and game played by Turkish and Arabian horsemen in the 12th century. This early device was a cavalry training mechanism. It prepared and strengthened the riders for actual combat as they wielded their swords at the mock enemies. By the 17th century, the balls had been dispensed with, and instead, the riders had to spear small rings hanging from poles overhead and rip them off. Cavalry spectacles that replaced medieval jousting, such as the ring tilt, were popular in Italy and France. Commoners began playing the game, and carousels soon sprung up at fairgrounds across Europe. At the Place du Carrousel in Paris, an early make-believe carousel was set up with wooden horses for the children. Another kind of carousel emerged in the 17th century in Belgium and France to celebrate special events. This was a ceremonial parade of knights and noblemen on horseback around a courtyard, accompanied by tournaments and various equestrian demonstrations and games, including the spearing of cardboard heads of Moors and Saracens. The most famous carousel of this kind was held by Louis XIV in June 1662 in the courtyard of the Tuileries Palace to celebrate the birth of his son and heir. The event site, next to the Louvre, is still known as the Carousel. By the early 18th century, carousels were being built and operated at various fairs and gatherings in Central Europe and England. animals and mechanisms would be crafted during the winter, and the family and workers would go touring in their wagon train through the region, operating their large menagerie carousel at various venues. Makers included Hain in Germany and Bail in France. These early carousels had no platforms, the animals would hang from chains and fly out from the centrifugal force of the spinning mechanism. They were often powered by animals walking in a circle or people pulling a rope or cranking. By 1803, John Joseph Merlin had a carousel in his mechanical museum in London, where gentry and nobility liked to gather on winter evenings. The horses floated free over a pole. It was connected to a big musical instrument that played a fully orchestrated concerto. From the first note, the carousel would start turning while each horse would make a galloping movement with a visitor riding on its back. Merlin did not patent his inventions, and engineers were allowed to come to create their models of his creations. Viewed from above, in the United Kingdom, merry-go-rounds, called gallopers by the showman community, when populated by model horses, usually turn clockwise, from the outside, animals face to the left, while in North America and mainland Europe, carousels typically go counterclockwise, animals face to the right. By the mid-19th century, the platform carousel was developed, the animals and chariots were fixed to a circular floor that would suspend from a center pole and rotate around. These carousels were called dobbies and operated manually by the operator or ponies. In mid-19th century England, the carousel became a popular fixture at fairs. The first steam-powered mechanical roundabout, invented by Thomas Bradshaw, appeared at the Aylsham Fair in about 1861. It was described by a Halifax Courier journalist as a roundabout of huge proportions, driven by a steam engine which whirled around with such impetuosity, that the wonder is the daring riders are not shot off like cannon ball, and driven half into the middle of next month. Soon afterward, English engineer Frederick Savage began to branch out of agricultural machinery production into the construction of fairground machines, swiftly becoming the chief innovator in the field. Savage's fairground machinery was exported all over the world. By 1870, he was manufacturing carousels with velocipedes, an early type of bicycle. He soon began experimenting with other possibilities, including a roundabout with boats that would pitch and roll on cranks with a circular motion, a ride he called Sea on Land. Savage applied a similar innovation to the more traditional mount of the horse. He installed gears and offset cranks on the platform carousels, thus giving the animals their well-known up and down motion as they traveled around the center pole, the galloping horse. The platform served as a position guide for the bottom of the pole and as a place for people to walk or other stationary animals or chariots to be placed. He called this ride the platform gallopers. He also developed the platform slide, which allowed the mounts to swing out concentrically as the carousel built up speed. When these machines operated, fairground organs, band organs, were often present, if not built in. Eventually, electric motors were installed, and electric lights were added, giving the carousel its classic look. These mechanical innovations came at a crucial time when increased prosperity meant more people had time for leisure and spare money to spend on entertainment. In this historical context, the modern fairground ride was born, with Savage supplying this new market demand. In his 1902 catalogue for roundabouts, he claimed to have patented and placed upon the market all the principal novelties that have delighted the many thousands of pleasure seekers at home and abroad. In the United States, the carousel industry was developed by immigrants, notably Gustav Denzel of Germany and Charles W. F. Dare from England, in the late 19th century. Several centers and styles for the construction of carousels emerged in the United States. Coney Island style, characterized by elaborate and sometimes faux jeweled saddles, with Charles I. D. Loof, Philadelphia style, known for more realistically painted saddles, with Denzel and the Philadelphia Toboggan Company, and Country Fair style, often with no saddles at all, with Alan Herschel and Edward Spillman of Western New York, and Charles W. Parker of Kansas. The golden age of the carousel in America was the early 20th century, with large machines and elaborate animals, chariots, and decorations being built. When we return, some quick facts about carousels. The National Carousel Association maintains a list of historic Carousel Award winners, primarily focused on carousels in Canada and America. The King Arthur Carousel has existed since 1932 and was moved to Disneyland in 1954. It is an assembly of two carousels. Walt Disney wanted it to have four courses for all jumpers. The remaining chariot woodwork was repurposed as the Calliope Tenders of Casey Jr. Circus train-powered gravity coaster. The carousel at Harper Motors is an iconic landmark on the north coast of California. It was bought by the owner of the dealership Harvey Harper in 1991. After purchasing this 1947, Alan Herschel Carousel was shipped to Oakland by train and drove to Eureka in a semi-truck. It took a year to assemble on site. It was refurbished and repainted in 2013, which caused the ride to be closed for a month. It is open daily free of charge to the public from 12 to 4 except on holidays and when inclement weather doesn't allow riders. The carousel at Fantasyland in Germany is one of the biggest in the world, made by Preston and Barbieri, one historical amusement ride factory in Italy. The world's only two-row stationary carousel built from an original Denzel blueprint left in existence, the Highland Park Denzel Carousel and Shelter Building, is located in Highland Park in Meridian, Mississippi. In May 2005, William Henry Denzel III built the world's first solar-powered carousel. The carousel operates during Solfest at the Solar Living Institute in Hopland, California. Only one carousel in the world rides in a waving motion, over the jumps, the Arkansas Carousel in Little Rock, Arkansas. It is also the only remaining wooden track carousel built by the Herschel and Spillman Company and one of the only four track carousels still in existence. The carousel at Conneaut Lake Park in Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, is the last T.M. Harton carousel that is still in operation, and its artisan band organ is one of two knowns of the same model in the world. In 2007, SeaWorld Orlando opened Sea Carousel Florida's first aquatic carousel. In 2012, Buttonwood Park Zoo opened an Americana carousel by Chance Rides. In 2013, Palm Beach International Equestrian Center opened a Berthazen Venetian carousel as part of the Winter Equestrian Festival, the first carousel to be used in events besides the South Florida Fair and the first Palm Beach County carousel built by Berthazen, Binghamton, New York, is considered the carousel capital of the world for the six original carousels in the Triple Cities area, donated by George F. Johnson, owner of the Endicott Johnson Company early in the 20th century. These carousels, manufactured by the Alan Herschel Company in the Country Fair style, were donated with the express stipulation that they would never charge admission for anyone to ride them. When Mr. Johnson was a child, he was frequently too poor to ride the local carousel, and he vowed this would never happen to another child in the area. The carousel at the Ross Park Zoo in Binghamton, New York, does charge admission, in a way, as it requires the child to drop one piece of litter found in the park into a trash barrel to ride. This is all written on a plaque at the entrance to the carousel. The two double-decker Columbia carousels built by Chance Rides and located at Six Flags Great America and California's Great America are the two tallest carousels in the world. The merry-go-round at Bear Mountain State Park in New York features hand-painted scenes of the park and 42 hand-carved seats of native animals, including black bears, wild turkey, deer, raccoon, skunk, Canada goose, fox, swan, bobcat, rabbit, and more. On Canada Day 2016, a new attraction was opened in downtown Markham, Ontario. The Pride of Canada Carousel was commissioned by Christopher Bratty, current president of the real estate and development firm The Remington Group. The carousel was produced and originally envisioned by Shelley M. Shire of Broadway Bound Fine Arts and Entertainment for the Remington Group. The carousel sits inside a glass pavilion designed by Sheldon Levitt from Quadrangle Architects. The carousel features 44 ride-able reusable material sculptures representing different elements of Canadian culture. It was designed by artist Patrick Amio, who worked with the Brass Ring Carousel Company to build the ride. Ice floe carousels have been constructed on frozen lakes. For example, in 2017, an ice carousel was made in Finland. It was constructed by cutting the ice in a circle with a chainsaw. In Mary Poppins, Mary, Bert, and the children ride a merry-go-round, then leave the carousel on their horses to go off on a fox hunt and a horse race. In the film Charade, near the end, there is a scene where a carousel appears in the background with the music of the main theme, a Parisian waltz composed by Henry Mancini, Charade Carousel, played with bells. In the film Logan's Run, the residents of a domed city of the future are doomed to die on their 30th birthday unless they can be renewed in a ritual known as a carousel. In Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury, the carnival's carousel can cause riders to become younger or older depending on the direction, left and right, in which they ride. Carousel, 1945, was a Broadway musical featuring hit songs such as If I Loved You and You'll Never Walk Alone. The protagonist, Billy Bigelow, is a carousel barker. In the dramatic climax scene of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, 1951, the hero and the villain struggle on a carousel. David Carradine's 1983 film Americana revolves around a Vietnam veteran's obsession with the restoration of an abandoned carousel. In the Australian children's picture book The Carousel by Ursula Dubosarsky, illustrated by Walter de Quall, after an exhilarating ride on a carousel, a child has a semi-mystical vision of the carousel horses breaking free from the wheel and galloping across the world. The children's television program The Magic Roundabout uses a carousel as its central motif. The film The Sting features a large indoor carousel adjacent to a brothel, where the madam allows the girls to ride on slow nights. The three installments of the book series Kingdom Keepers, The Return by Ridley Pearson features the carousel from Disneyland being used as a time machine to the opening of Disneyland Park. The carousel at House on the Rock is billed as the world's largest indoor carousel.